In the book of 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4, the writer said, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted." Now here Paul speaking stated that God is the God of all comfort. One that can comfort in any and all tribulations. It doesn't make any difference what it is.
Yes.
And the word comfort means to strengthen, to support, to encourage, to give relief from distress of mind. It's our sincere desire, Brother Sam, that the Lord would comfort and encourage your heart.
Amen.
That the Lord will hold you up in this time of loss. And not you only, but all who have been touched by this loss. I'd like to mention also, much has been said about Sister Marie. And I'd like to mention that several months ago, my wife and I visited with Sister Marie. And we hadn't seen her for quite some time. And I was quite shocked at her physical condition when I saw her. But I marveled at the courage that she had.
Amen.
I marveled at how how cheerful her spirit was and how talkative she was. And I marveled at how concerned she was about other people in her serious physical condition.
Yes.
And I thought that you don't find people in great numbers in a serious condition like that would have a cheerful spirit and the strength that she had and the concern that she had for others. I believe that's commendable.
Amen.
Like for you to turn with us to the book of Revelation, 14th chapter. I want to read verses 12 and 13. The writer said, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus."
Yes, Lord.
"And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them."
Amen.
We're going to move quite rapidly. Don't want to hold you too long. And we desire your prayers.
Yes,
now here the Revelation writer said, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." To die means to expire. It means to come to an end. It means to lose vital powers. It means to cease to be under the power of things. Now here, dear ones, the writer of the Revelation letter, he said, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." That precious soul that come down to the end of life's journey, that individual that expire, that individual that lose those vital powers, the heart cease to function, all those parts of the body cease to function, and they come down to the end of life's journey, but they've lived in such a way that the stamp of God's approval rests upon that individual. Their soul is in tune with God. It's in touch with God. The love of God is surround that individual. Here the revelator said, that precious soul is blessed.
Yes.
Oh, blessed are the dead which die in the
Lord.
In the book of Colossians, the third chapter, reading verse 3. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Colossians 3:3. All right. Here the Apostle Paul speaking again. He said, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." I want to talk a little bit about a death that precedes this death.
Amen.
A death that every individual must die. If when we would come down to the end of life's journey, if we would have the stamp of God's approval upon our life, and if we would, hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter ye into the joys of your Lord." If this life would be a blessed life, when we come to the end of life's journey, there's a death that we must die that precedes this death. Here the apostle Apostle Paul, speaking to the Colossians, he said, ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. These people had not come to the end of life's journey. They had not expired naturally. These vital organs hadn't ceased to function. Yet Paul said these people were dead. They were dead in the sense, dear ones, that they had ceased to be under the power of some things. Things that at one time governed their life. Things that controlled their life. Things that influenced their life. Things that they were subject to. But by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus Christ, they had triumphed. They had conquered. They had overcome. They had subdued those things. They had gained the victory over those things. They were dead. Dead to sin.
Amen.
Dead to Satan.
Yes.
Dead to the world.
Yes.
Dead to all those things that the stamp of God's approval could not rest upon. Dead to all of those things that God was in opposition to.
Yes.
They had ceased to be under the power of those things.
Yes.
God had blessed their life. Folks, if we want to come down to the end of life journey, if we want to come down to a place where we can say that the same words can be said about us, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, we're going to have to die prior to this time.
Yes, Lord, help us to do it.
In the book of 1 John, second chapter, I want to read verses 15 through 17. The writer said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Yes.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Listen, dear ones, these people. Paul said they were dead. Their life was hid with Christ in God. They had died to the world. They had given up the things of the world. They had one time had been charmed. They had been enchanted. They had been spellbound by the word, by the world. But again, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the grace of God, they ceased to be under the power of the world. They had overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those things no longer governed them. It no longer controlled them. It no longer influenced their life. They had gained the victory. Oh, folks, listen. If we want to come down to the end of life's journey, and if we want those words to be spoken of us, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, we're going to have to die prior to this time. We're going to have to get a victory over the world and all that the world has to offer. Thinking about that song poet, he said, we are dead to the world and its pleasures. Our affections are centered above, where we own such a wonderful treasure. 'Tis a home in that city of love. Oh, folks, listen, God have grace, God have power, God have victory for every precious soul that want to come down to the end of life's journey, and they want to hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter ye into the joys of your Lord. Every precious soul that want to come down to the end of life's journey, and they want to be able to soar up and there to dwell with God in all eternity. Folks, there's something that you and I must do. We must die to the world.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Cannot let the things of the world, the corruption, the lust, and all of those wicked things, we cannot let it govern and control our life.
Amen.
We're going to have to get a victory.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed
Amen.
Are the dead which die in the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, listen, folks. It's a blessed thing to come down to the end of life's journey with God's smile of approval resting upon our life. It's a blessed thing to come down to the end of the way, knowing, dear ones, that when this little short and fleeting life is over, all my sorrows and sufferings and heartache, it'll all be finished, and I can ascend up to heaven there to dwell with God in all eternity.
Praise the Lord.
Blessed are the dead which
yes,
die in the Lord.
Lord.
In the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 11 and 12.
Praise God.
God. The writer said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Here, dear ones, the writer is letting us know, you likewise, I want you to reckon yourself to be dead to sin. I don't want sin to rule and reign in your mortal body. I don't want sin to govern and control you. I don't want you to be influenced by sin. I want you to triumph over it. I want you to get a victory over it. I want you to conquer sin as you journey through this dark and sinful world. Don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. He's talking about the members of this fleshly physical body. Don't yield your tongue to speak lies. Don't yield your lips to slander and revile. Don't yield those hands to fight in war. Don't yield that mind to harbor hatred, malice, envy, and strife. All of those things. I want you to get a victory over those things. You're going to have to die. If you want that blessed life at the end, you're going to have to die preceding this death, folks.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, we're going to have to gain some victories, sir,
yes,
as we journey along the path of life. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Oh, I want to die when I come down to that time.
Yes,
I want that ending to be a blessed ending.
Yes.
I want God's stamp of approval to rest upon my life. As Brother Sam and them sang a little bit ago, folks, that's all that's going to matter. That's all that's going to count. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, there to give account of the deeds that we've done in this body, it will matter but little what we've been through. It'll matter who we were, what we were. All of that will be in the background. All that I'm concerned about now, whether my life is right in the sight of God, whether the stamp of God's approval is resting upon my soul. That's all that's going to matter, folks. I'm going out into that eternal world. I'm going out in that spirit world. And now, Lord, all that concerns me is whether or not your favor is resting upon my soul. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, may God help us as we journey along the path of life. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter,
yes,
and verse 31.
Amen.
Here the Apostle Paul speaking. He said, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul said, I die daily.
Yeah.
Oh, folks, listen. Every day we must die. Every day we have an adversary. We have an enemy. I believe Peter said he goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That song poet said, my soul be on thy guard. 10,000 foes arise, and a host of sin oppressing hard to draw thee from the skies. Oh, watch and fight and pray. The battle ne'er give o'er. Renew it boldly every day, and help divine implore. Folks, the devil is after your soul. He's after my soul. He want to cast us down. He want to destroy us eternally. And every day, Satan is going to present something to try to draw us away from the right path, to try to draw us into areas that God's approval cannot rest upon. And we must die to those things. We must deny those things. We must oppose those things. We must resist those things. We're dying daily because I want to go to heaven. I want God's approval upon my life when this journey is ended. Paul said, I die daily. Oh, there are things that every day the Holy Ghost works with our heart. He began to deal with us. He began to point out areas. Here's the place that you're letting something influence you, and I'm not pleased with it. You need to get a victory here. Paul said we need to work out our salvation with fear and with trembling. Folks, God is faithful to every soul. He wants every soul to make it to heaven. And as a result, He's faithful to send the Holy Spirit to point out those places in your life and in my life where we need to improve, where we need to advance, where we need to grow and move up in the things of God. And the Spirit of God is right there to deal with our eternal soul.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, but we must die. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. If we would come down to the place where we expire in the end our journey, we end our life's journey, and all those vital organs cease to function, and we would be a blessed individual. God's stamp of approval would rest upon us. Folks, we're going to have to back up, and we're going to have to die prior to that time.
Yes, Lord.
In the book of Galatians, the second chapter, verses 11 through 14.
God.
Praise God. Galatians 2:11-14. Here Peter speaking, Paul speaking. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Now we're talking about a prior dying. Here, dear ones, Peter, God had dealt with Peter's heart. Peter went up on the housetop there in the season of prayer, no doubt in meditation, and God began to deal with his eternal soul. God let down a sheet from heaven, and in that sheet was all manner of four-footed beasts. And the Spirit said to Peter, Rise, Peter, slay and eat. Peter said, No, Lord, nothing unclean has ever entered into my mouth. Three times this was done, and the sheet was taken up into heaven. And God spoke to Peter and told him, What I have cleansed, call thou not common and unclean. And at that very time, there were Gentile men knocking at the gate, seeking for Peter, and God was sending him down to the Gentiles. This was contrary to the way of the Jews, but God was changing things, breaking down the middle wall of partition, making of twain one new man. And so Peter went down, and he preached to the Gentiles. God poured out his Spirit upon them, just like he did the Jews. But oh, here we come down to a time that Peter began to fear man, and he began to back up. Folks, listen up. We must die to the fear of man. Oh, the Bible said the fear of man bringeth a snare. We must die to the fear of man. We must die to what people are going to think about us, what people are going to say about us. Too many people are governed and controlled by the fear of man, influenced by the fear of man. What people are going to think, what they're going to say, how they're going to act and react to me. Listen, folks, if we want to come down to the end of life journey and we want to hear those words, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter ye into the joys of your Lord. If we want it to be said of us, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Yes. Folks, we're going to have to die to man's fear.
Yes.
We're going to have to overcome.
Yes.
Can't be under the fear of man.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to have to triumph. We're going to have to gain some victories as we journey through this dark and sinful world. All right. Thinking how sometime people... We are people that we don't like for people to find fault with us. We don't like for people to disapprove of the things that we do, the places we go, the way that we act. And that's a natural thing. That's just natural that we want people's approval upon us. But oh, too many souls have been hindered. Too many souls have been lost because they feared criticism. They feared other people disapproving of their life. And so they began to go because of this individual. They began to do. They began to say. They began to act. They began to dress in a way that would please someone else. Folks, we're going to have to overcome the fear of man and man's criticism, man's disapproval, man's fault finding. We're going to have to get to that place that, Lord, I want your stamp of approval upon my life. I want you to be pleased with my life. Regardless of what this individual think, regardless of what that individual think, regardless of what whoever may say, Lord, I want your approval.
Yeah.
Folks, we're going to have to die to some things.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, may God help us.
Amen.
As we journey along the path of life. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Verses 19 through 21. The writer said, Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, folks, listen. If we want to make heaven our eternal home, we're going to have to die to the works of the flesh.
Amen.
We're going to have to triumph over these corrupt and sinful and wicked things.
Yes.
We're going to have to gain some victories.
Amen.
As we journey through this dark and sinful world. Folks, these corrupt qualities will not get into heaven.
Amen.
And if they are part of our life, we won't get any.
Amen.
Oh, may God help us. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Oh, when I come down to the end of life's journey, I want to hear those words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter ye into the joys of your Lord." I don't want to hear those words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Folks, heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace, and sin can never enter there. If you hope to dwell at last, when your life on earth is past, in that home so bright and fair, we must here be cleansed from sin, have the life of Christ within.
Amen.
But sin can never enter there.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to have to die to sin. We're going to have to die to Satan. We're going to have to die to the world. We're going to have to die to self. We're going to have to cease to be under the power and government and control of those things if we want to make heaven our eternal home. All right, in closing, going back to the book of Revelation, the 14th chapter and the 13th verse, the writer said, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them."
Yes, Lord.
Oh, the labor, the toiling, the striving, the warring, the fighting. We're in a spiritual warfare, folks. The enemy of our soul is pressing hard against every man, woman, boy, and girl. Listen, from the time a soul is born into this world, the devil is on that individual's trail, seeking to pull them down, seeking to destroy their eternal soul. And oh, we have to fight. We have to strive. We have to resist. We have to oppose the enemy of our soul if we expect to make it in. But oh, when we come down to the end of life's journey, and we've been faithful down to the end, there'll be no more burdens. Won't have to pray anymore. Won't have to fast anymore. Won't have to fight anymore. But oh, listen, folks, when we draw that last breath, the angels of God will take that soul and bear it to paradise. There, dear ones, will be at rest, no longer having to fight the devil. No more sickness. No more suffering. No more sorrow. No more heart. All of those things will be over. No hunger, no thirst, no heat, no cold, but all of the eternal glory in that world. Oh, may God help us as we journey along the path of life. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Yea, said the Spirit. Oh, folks, don't you want to come down to a blessed end?
Yes, Lord.
Don't you want to hear those words, "Well done,
yes, Lord,
thy good and faithful servant"?
Yes.
Enter ye into the joys of your Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.